following talk, entitled Healing Through Faith, was presented on the 18th of February 2024 by licensed Unity teacher candidate Deb Crichton.
Great. Thank you, everyone. Can you hear me okay? Great. So today I wanted to take us on a journey through the transformative teachings of Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, co-founders of Unity, and we'll explore their insights and how much their wisdom aligns with the truth in the Bible and how these teachings reflect in our own lives. And I personally love reading Myrtle Fillmore's healing letters and embracing their teachings. So let's just start with an affirmation. And at any time, just feel right to go into your own space or, you know, close your eyes and just flow with these letters and affirmations yourselves. I open my heart and mind to the wisdom of Myrtle and Charles Fillmore, ready to embrace the journey of spiritual growth and understanding. One of the keys of healing through faith is the power of thought. And Myrtle Fillmore once said, "Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying." This echoes encouragement in Philippians 4:8 to focus on what is true, noble, and right. Just as the Bible teaches us to guard our thoughts, the Fillmores emphasized the profound impact our mindset has on our lives. What a brilliant concept. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. If I reflect back on the week, I had people leaving, payroll not done, behavioral therapist not doing her duty of care, and I just picked it all up. No judgment, but a focus on what is true, noble, and right for me to do. And that is not always easy to do. And sometimes it's really hard to remember to do it, especially when you're in the moment. So I encourage you to reflect upon what comes to mind for you. If your thoughts are prayers, what were you really praying for in the course of last week? And what are you going to be praying for moving forward? In Myrtle Fillmore's healing letter, I'm going to reference her healing letter 33:3.4. Prayers aren't sent out at all. Sometimes that is our trouble. Where would we be sending our prayers? As individuals, we should direct them to our own mind and heart and affairs. We commune with God mind within our own consciousness. Prayer is an exercise to change our own thought habits and our living habits, that we may set up a new and better activity in accord with the divine law, rather than just with suggestions we've received from somewhere else. What a great insight of wisdom. Moving along, Charles Fillmore in Adam Smashing Power of the Mind said the majority of people have distorted ideas about the character and location of spirit. Well, that's an interesting thought. They think that spirit plays no part in mundane affairs. How interesting. Do we really believe that spirit has no part in our mundane affairs, even when they don't appear to be going our way? But Jesus said, God is spirit. He also said, the kingdom of God is within you. So spirit God is everywhere present and also within you. Jesus didn't claim to have an exclusive supernatural power. He explored the ether energy, according to Charles, which he called the kingdom of the heavens. Jesus' understanding was beyond that of average man, Charles went on to say, but he knew that other people could do what he did if they would only try. He encouraged his followers to take him as a center of faith and use the power of thought and word. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Now, I purposely didn't change the pronoun here. If we think of he in terms of wisdom, it really brings home the statement of truth, I feel. Charles went on to say that when one understands the spiritual character of God and adjusts themselves mentally to the omnipresent God mind, they have begun to pray aright. Audible prayers, he says, are often answered, but most potent are silently uttered in the secret recesses of the soul. From our sacred space, the secret place of the Most High, as Emily Cady refers to. So let us affirm with every positive thought, I am creating a life filled with joy, peace, and abundance. Another key can be found in affirming spiritual truths. Charles believed in the power of the word, stating words are just seeds, and when dropped in this invisible substance, they grow and bring forth after their kind. Now, I actually studied tissue plant culture, and it kind of reminded me of that, you know, where it's brought forth after its kind, after it's dropped into some gel substance. This principle is akin to Jesus's teaching in Mark 11:24 about believing in what we pray for. Through affirming positive spiritual truths, we align ourselves with God's promise. So let me read an extract from one of Myrtle's healing letters. And again, you're more than welcome to quietly reflect and soak up the healing parts. In her healing letter 22:1.19, it says, "Now, while it may be that this work in which we are engaged is something that we began in another life, and it doubtlessly is a silence, that the universal Christ mind is pouring forth through us. We do know that the same mind and the same law is in all and operative for all, and that faith and understanding and the determination to live according to the Creator's plan will bring forth what is needed, and will do this for everyone who puts their trust fully in the Father." Isn't that lovely? I really love Myrtle's healing letters. And we can affirm, I affirm my divine nature and trust in the power of my words to shape my reality. Another key in healing and understanding is knowing the divine presence within. A central theme in the Fillmore's teachings is the recognition of that divine presence within us. Myrtle urged us to express God's creation, and that resonates with Luke 17:21, that the kingdom of God is within you. Understanding this divine presence empowers us to live more fulfilling lives. And I affirm, I recognize the divine presence within me, guiding me towards wisdom, strength, and inner peace. Healing through faith and understanding, do we take this to our core belief system? Healing's just not physical, it's a spiritual journey, and Myrtle's profound statement, I do not depend on persons or conditions for my prosperity. God is the source of my supply. And this aligns with the faith healing described in James 5:15. Our faith, combined with deep understanding of spiritual principles, can lead to profound healing and transformation. And I can honestly say, when you witness a profound healing and transformation in your life, the experience never leaves you. So I affirm, my faith is a bridge to healing and well-being, aligning my spirit, mind, and body with divine harmony. Another key that Myrtle and Charles really brought home is the threefold nature of being. Myrtle once explained, the health law is threefold: spiritual, keeping a person assured of their God-given freedom from all anxiety, worry, fear, lack, stress; mental, the intelligence to promote health and success; physical, forming habits that use our faculties and life energy rightly. It reminds us that true well-being encompasses spirit, mind, and body. And Myrtle writes from her healing letters on page 8. You ask, what restored me to vigorous health? Myrtle is writing, it was a change of mind from the old carnal mind that believed in sickness to the Christ mind of life and permanent health. Be transformed by the renewal of your minds, Romans 12:2, and Proverbs, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he, as he thinketh in his heart. Myrtle goes on to say, I applied spiritual laws effectively, blessing my body temple until it manifested the innate health of spirit. Myrtle said these wonderful laws will work and apply for you too when you apply them diligently and in faith. How lovely is that? I affirm in every aspect of my life, spiritual, mental, and physical, I seek balance and wholeness. Another important key in the spiritual insights is living the Christ life. We're called to live the Christ life, which means embracing, understanding, joyous activity, and freedom from fear and worry. It's not just about saying our prayers at intervals. It's about a life of loving contact with others, free from the anxiety about flaws in people or any other thing that we may perceive as less than whole. I affirm, I live each day with love, understanding, and compassion, embodying the Christ consciousness within me. A really important takeaway from this is balancing. What a key word. Balancing spiritual, mental, and physical aspects. The Fillmores taught us to balance our spiritual, mental, and physical lives. For example, joyous, radiant health results from the right spiritual viewpoint, along with purposeful effort to develop our soul qualities and recognizing our body as a temple of God. So I affirm, I harmoniously balance my spiritual, mental, and physical well-being, embracing a life of complete health and fulfillment. Another key that moves us forward in our healing and understanding is about embracing continuous growth and reflection. Myrtle states in her healing letters, 99:14.7, and so it is with maintaining ourselves in health and in studying and applying spiritual rules of action. We must learn to make the right use of what we have, and then we shall find ourselves in possession of more. How amazing is that? I love her writings. I so take them to heart. Continuous growth in our spiritual, mental, and physical lives is essential. Myrtle and Charles' journey of faith and understanding was a lifelong endeavor, and they encourage us to do the same, to seek the constant deeper understanding and applying these truths in our daily lives. I affirm, every day I commit to personal spiritual growth and spiritual learning, unfolding ever closer to my highest potential. In closing, let us take these teachings to heart. Let's affirm the good in our lives and recognize the divine within us and embrace faith in our healing and prosperity. The journey with Spirit God is a beautiful adventure full of growth, healing, and discovery. And sometimes we may lose sight of that. So let's walk it together with faith and understanding and joy. Myrtle and Charles inspired us to apply these principles in our lives, community, and society by integrating biblical wisdom and Fillmore insights. We can foster a deeper understanding of our spiritual journey and potential for our own personal transformation. I affirm, I am grateful for the journey to wholeness, cherishing each step as I grow in wisdom, love, and understanding. I hope you've enjoyed the walk through some of Myrtle's healing letters as much as I did. And before we move into meditation, I just wanted to express that I truly love Myrtle's healing letters and the ideas and words she used. And it's all about living from unity's fifth principle. And I say it as live and use the truth you know. So let us move into meditation. And our statement will be from Jesus Christ Heals. And I'll leave you for periods of time in your sacred space, your silence. So I invite you to get comfy, settle in, love the skin you're in, and focus your breath inward. Focusing your breath, breathe in the love, the oneness, and breathe out the worries of the day, the to-do list, or anything else on your mind. Breathing in and out, take your breath into your heart space. I am now in the presence of pure being and immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. I acknowledge thy presence and power, O Blessed Spirit. In thy divine wisdom, now erase my mortal limitations, and from thy pure substance of love, bring into my world according to thy perfect law. Breathing deeper and deeper into our heart space, take inwards statements of truth. My thoughts are prayers, and I am always praying. I affirm spiritual truths in my life. I know. Divine presence is within me. I heal through faith and understanding. I incorporate the threefold nature of being. I balance spiritual, mental, and physical aspects in and through my being. I grow and reflect in all I think, feel, and do. I live the Christ life. I take these statements into the core of my being, my sacred space, the kingdom within, and let this be so in all the kingdoms, thine kingdom. And the kingdoms of each of my family. My friends, my unity community, and for every person traveling the healing journey. Let us hold space for them in silence for a moment. Knowing that this wisdom resides within you, your spirit, your kingdom of heaven. And again, we say the statement from Jesus Christ Heals. I acknowledge thy presence and power, O Blessed Spirit. In thy divine kingdom, my mortal limitations are erased, and from thy pure substance of love, bring into my world according to thy perfect law. And when you are ready, bring your focus back to the room.